A complicated event. Fandom isn't a new thing. It's been around for ages, starting back when tribes bonded over shared beliefs. In the 19th century, people were crazy about opera stars, which they called musicomania. Today, fans are more active than ever. With the internet, they have endless ways to dive into their passions. Take Star Wars, for example. Fans can immerse themselves in its world through movies, books, comics, conventions, rides, and cosplay contests. Thanks to the internet, fans can connect easily. This devotion might seem like a gold mine for marketers. Fans are likely to buy products and spread the word willingly, but it's not all smooth sailing. If marketers don't understand fans' needs, their efforts could flop. Passionate fan community. Fandom is all about showing love for something you're a big fan of, like a movie, a sports team, or even a favorite drink. Take Harry Potter fans, for example, or those diehard supporters of the Baltimore Ravens, or even folks crazy about Red Bull. Being a part of a fandom means getting involved. It's not just about buying stuff related to your favorite thing. It's about doing fan stuff, like dressing up as characters, chatting on fan websites, or even writing your own fan stories. Engagement with fans. Fan activities fall into 7 categories. 1. Pilgrimages fandom often entails journeys to designated shrines dedicated to the object of admiration. This could involve attending conventions, concerts, or patiently queuing at book signings. Every year, thousands of devoted followers of super investor Warren Buffett make a pilgrimage to Omaha, Nebraska for Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholder meeting. Here, they hang on their hero's every word, explore his favored local eateries, gaze at his residence, and eagerly purchase the limited stock of Buffett's preferred snack, See's Candies. 2. Content creation. Fans make things like art, websites, or fan fiction as a tribute to what they love. 3. Evangelization. Fans are like ambassadors, spreading the word about their favorite bands or shows. 4. Socialization. Bonding over shared interests, like Terry Pratchett books or Star Wars, helps people connect. 5. Impersonation fans often express their passion by dressing up as their favorite characters, known as cosplay. Whether it's crafting intricate costumes or sporting merchandise like Red Bull gear or Harry Potter-themed jewelry, showing off fandom through attire is a common sight. 6. Rituals and traditions. Fans develop traditions to celebrate their love for a particular interest. From pregame tailgates to weekly movie screenings, these rituals bring fans together. For instance, when Justin Bieber drops a new album, his fans might organize buyouts to boost his chart rankings, even if they primarily listen to his music through streaming services. 7. Collecting. Another way fans demonstrate their dedication is through collecting memorabilia. Whether it's action figures, posters, or themed candy dispensers, fans cherish these items. Organizing and displaying collections becomes a ritual in itself, allowing fans to relive their favorite moments of fandom history. Transform customers into loyal supporters. Fans love products in a different way than regular consumers do. Think about Tide Plus bleach detergent, for example. People might like it because it cleans their towels well, but they don't have a deep emotional connection to it. If Tide changed its formula and the detergent didn't work as well, they'd just switch to something else. Now, fans are a whole different story. They're not just into the product itself. They're into what it represents and all the stuff around it. They show their love by talking about it online, joining groups, even making up rituals, and spreading rumors. All this extra stuff they create makes the product even more popular with a wider audience. It's like they're building up the brand from the outside. Create a concise fan club. Sociologists say that fan communities are like chosen families. They believe these groups meet our natural urge to connect over shared interests. Being a fan lets you express who you are. Whether you wear a NASA t-shirt or collect Disney pins, it tells a story about you. These items aren't just clothes or accessories. They're like badges that show your belonging to a certain group. This belonging brings a sense of security and identity, like tribal colors. Being part of a fan group can make you feel happier and more confident. For example, people who are big fans of a local sports team tend to feel better about themselves and have more positive feelings. Craft fan-oriented marketing messages. Marketers see fans as the ultimate goldmine. Just check out the top movies of 2015. 9 out of 10 were based on stuff fans love, like Star Wars, Avengers, and The Hunger Games. Fans are like super-powered word-of-mouth machines. When they get excited, the news spreads like wildfire through their social circles, both online and offline. Take Lego, for example. If they drop a new Jedi Scout fighter, it's a tough job getting everyone hyped. But tell the Lego and Star Wars fans, that news zooms through their community faster than light, and soon everyone's buzzing about it. Why does this matter? Because in today's world, people trust their pals, social media, and reviews more than ads. So, marketers are all about creating that buzz. In today's marketing, being a fan matters. Big media campaigns now put a lot of effort into social media, events like Comic-Con, and working with popular bloggers and social media influencers. Create context. Thinking about fan-generated content as a money-making tool is a big marketing mistake. Trying to control or profit from what fans create can make them mad. Take the TV show Firefly, for example. There's this character named Jane who wears this funny orange hat his mom made. Fans loved it so much that they started making and selling their own hats. But then the company that aired the show, Fox, stepped in. They licensed the hat design to a company and told fans to stop selling their homemade hats. Fans were furious. Making stuff like hats or dressing up as characters is a big deal in fan communities. By trying to control it, Fox upset the most loyal fans of the show. Marketers have tried to boost fan engagement by asking them to share their experiences with the brand. McDonald's, for instance, encouraged customers to share their memories of eating at McDonald's using the hashtag, #MakeStories. However, the promotion was shut down just 2 hours later due to a flood of sarcastic tweets criticizing the food's quality and the company's working conditions. Strike a tough equilibrium. McDonald's marketers made a mistake by asking fans to act as walking advertisements. This broke the unwritten rule that fans and creators have a special connection. Fans usually think of it as something more than just a business deal. They create their own world around it, with things like homemade hats and shared identities. Fans understand that what they love is just a product being sold, but they choose to ignore that and focus on the fun and connection they feel. It's like how wrestling fans know it's scripted, but still enjoy the show because of the excitement and community around it. Marketers should let fans take the lead in promoting their favorite artists. Take Hatsune Miku from Japan, for example. She isn't even a real person but has become a huge music sensation. Originally, she was just a character for voice synthesizing software. But fans took over, writing songs, making videos, and even crafting her backstory. It's like a never-ending cycle. Fans create content, and then Miku, in her holographic form, performs their songs at concerts. The company behind her, Krypton Future Media, basically handed over control to the fans, who are incredibly devoted. This model can be risky because you might lose control. Fans could put your brand in bad situations, like showing it in violent or adult content. For example, there are pornographic videos of Hatsune Miku because she's become so popular. Fans can be wrong. Sometimes, companies face tough choices when it comes to meeting their fans' wishes. Fans often prefer things to stay the same and aren't keen on any alterations. But catering to their desires might hold back progress. Maker's Mark, a bourbon brand, encountered this when it suggested tweaking its recipe. A sudden surge in demand from South Korea caught the company off guard. To cope, they considered diluting the bourbon with water to stretch their stock. However, this move would lower its alcohol content. In an attempt to be open with their loyal fans, dubbed ambassadors, Maker's Mark informed them first. The response was overwhelming. Angry complaints, boycott threats, and harassment flooded in, making headlines. After a week of turmoil, the company decided to stick with the original recipe, bowing to the pressure. Understand fan behavior, a double-edged sword. Sometimes passionate fans can make small issues seem huge. The loud fans aren't always the majority. This happens a lot online when people review products. Usually, happy customers don't write reviews. It's the ones who either love or hate something that speaks up. But remember, what fans think isn't always what most people think. For a long time, comic book makers focused on male fans, ignoring other potential buyers. But in the 1990s, they were surprised to find out that women love Japanese manga. Joss Whedon, who made Firefly, says fans might not always know what they want, so creators should listen carefully. Sometimes fans ask for things that would make the show worse. For example, they might want two characters to date, but that could ruin the story. They might just want more romance in general. So, be careful when you're trying to understand fan behavior. Pay attention to what they say and what they don't. And don't trust quick reactions from fans, whether they're good or bad. Fans can be both supportive and critical. Key points. 1. Fandom, dating back to tribal bonds, flourished today with vibrant online communities. 2. Fan engagement spans pilgrimages, content creation, and socialization, developing deep connections. 3. Fans transform into loyal supporters, infusing products with emotional significance beyond functionality. 4. Fan clubs offer a sense of belonging, mirroring chosen families and enhancing self-expression. 5. Marketers leverage fan power, understanding their influence in spreading brand enthusiasm. 6. Balancing fan desires with progress poses challenges, as seen in Maker's Mark's recipe tweak backlash. 7. Fan behavior, both supportive and critical, guides creators in navigating audience preferences.